holy day of obligation. A holy day of obligation means it's a day kind of like a Sunday, but it's not a Sunday. So what the church does is the church designates certain days as such special days that they say you have to go to church that day. And today is a holy day of obligation known as the... Anybody know what feast day is today?
Mary.
The Assumption. Does anybody know what the Assumption is?
Isn't that when Mary was created in her mother's stomach?
That's a great answer. It's actually very close to the Assumption. What you're talking about is the Immaculate Conception.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry, because that was highly related, because you couldn't have the Assumption without the Immaculate Conception. Yes?
When Jesus was created.
That's the most common misconception about the Immaculate Conception. That was the Immaculate Misconception. And the reason... It turns out the Immaculate Conception is when Mary, not Jesus, when Mary was sinlessly conceived.
Was that December 8th?
Yes.
Is that December
8th? I believe it is. And I'm on tape, so I hope it is. And I am recording this so that we could share it with people as a podcast. I'm going to try to podcast each week. Now, the Immaculate Conception means that Mary was sinlessly conceived. Mm-hmm. We were all born with something called original
sin.
Original sin, which stinks. But Mary was sinless. Now, sometimes you'll be challenged on this by people who are not Catholic. They'll say, no way, she's a sinner just like the rest of us. What makes her so special? So, it turns out that Mary was saved by Jesus too, but Mary was saved in a different way than the rest of us. There's a good example that a saint uses to explain the way the rest of us were saved. Is anyone here an actor? Could you join us? We'd like to give her a round of applause. Okay, what we would like you to do is to pretend like you're trapped in the mud. So you... Okay, so she's trapped in the mud. Now we need someone to be a rescuer. Who can be a rescuer?
I'll rescue you.
Okay, so wait, stand up. Come over here. And now you're going to rescue her from the mud. So you could... She rescued her from the mud.
Stringy.
Right? Now we're going to rescue you from the mud in a different way. And I want you not to get in there. I want you to get back way over there. And I want you to start walking towards the mud. But this time, instead of dragging her out of the mud, you're going to stop her from ever falling into the mud. Thank you. Let's give both of our volunteers a round of applause. What we just saw there was the way that Mary was saved. The rest of us in baptism were pulled out of the mud. We were born into sin, so we were born in the mud, and we were pulled out of the mud. But Mary was saved in a totally unique way. The way that she was saved is she was preserved from ever falling into sin in the first place. If Adam and Eve had genetic damage, then their offspring may have genetic damage. And their offspring, and then all the way down to us. So if we can all trace ourselves back to Adam and Eve, if they were spiritually damaged, their spiritual damage, and it actually got passed down to their offspring, which is us. So what do we need? We have an original Adam and we have an original Eve. We need a new start, because the first Adam and Eve ruined everything, so we need a brand new start. We need a new Adam and a new Eve. Well, we know who the new Adam is because St. Paul in the New Testament calls Jesus the last Adam. So who's the new Eve?
Mary.
The first Eve is very sinful. The second Eve, Mary, standing by the foot of the cross, is the new Eve. So Mary is known as the new Eve. And so, on the Feast of the Assumption, we commemorate that fact that Mary was assumed into heaven, body, and soul, and she did not necessarily have to endure that bodily corruption that we will all have to endure because of the sins of the first parents. Now, you just brought up an important question. We often hear about the Bible is just symbolic, just made up, right? We've all heard that. If I told you, I don't really know that I could find a bucket right now, right off the top of my head, but... We'll call this a bucket. If I told you that...
That's a big bucket.
If I told you that, yeah, My grandfather kicked the bucket. What would you think that I meant?
He died.
He died. Would you think I meant this?
No.
No.
Maybe.
I would.
Well, but, well, and it's possible, right? You might get the wrong idea. But if you did, I'm not lying. You know I meant something else truthfully. Yeah. But I was not lying. I was saying something true in different words. Right? So if I said, my grandfather kicked the bucket, you would have said, where's the bucket? And then if I said, oh no, he died, you wouldn't say, liar! Because that's a pretty common saying. We all know what I mean when I say he kicked the bucket. And if I said the sun rises, I think we're all in the 21st century, but I think we all realize that the earth goes around the sun.
No.
Anyone aware of that?
No.
Is that a surprise?
That's a big surprise.
Is that like Santa Claus not exist, right?
Yeah.
Never mind. Santa Claus around Christmas? I'm sorry I mentioned it.
Santa!
But if I told you that the earth went around the sun, and if you still said the sun will rise tomorrow, we know that they're just, when they say the sun rises, we know they're saying it appears to rise, but in fact that the earth is going around the sun. You can believe it. So these kind of things, somebody kicked the bucket, the sun rises. On a literal basis, they are not true. But that does not mean they're lies. If I tell you my grandfather kicked the bucket, although that's a weird way to talk about somebody you love passing away, but you know that I wouldn't be lying. I'd be telling you something in other words. Well, the Catholic Church teaches that the first 12 chapters of Genesis are that way. Now that, from what I've just said, that doesn't mean they're false. That doesn't mean they're mythology. That doesn't mean they're just fairy tales. It just means that something absolutely 100% true is being said using different words. We fall in Eden, we're saved when Christ comes and dies on the cross. We have the first Eve, who is Adam and Eve. And who's the new Eve?
Mary.
Mary is the new Eve.